We live in a world that is said to be shrinking. The international economy and the ever-expanding reach of the internet force us to think globally. Even so, young people remain woefully ignorant about geography and world affairs. The most recent proof of that comes in the form of a new National Geographic Roper study. It tested 18 to 24-year-olds from 9 countries: Canada, France, Germany, Great Britain, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Sweden, and the United States. Sweden came in first. Young Americans did not do so well. In fact, the U.S. came in second to last, just ahead of Mexico, with 83% unable to locate Afghanistan. John Fahey is president of the National Geographic Society. He says of all the findings, he was most shocked by how few people knew which country was the base for the Taliban and al-Qaeda.
This question, of course, was asked after the events of September 2001 and also after we bombed Afghanistan. Now, the majority of young Americans knew, but only over 50%, and we were in dead last of the 9 countries in terms of answering that question correctly. Just, to my mind, incredible.
What are some of the other examples that really jumped out at you of things that you would have expected young people in this country and really in the other countries as well to know that they didn't know?
Well, one that particularly got our attention had to do with the population of the United States. Of the people taking the survey in the 9 countries, the people from the United States came in last in knowing the population of the United States. Not only that, on a multiple choice, the answer that was given most often was that the population of the U.S. was between 1 billion and 2 billion people. And I think this gets to the American-centric view we may all have. We're powerful, we're big, we're culturally important, we're the entertainment center, we must have a whole lot of people, and we're the biggest all around.
Explain to me, though, how so many of these young people couldn't find the Pacific Ocean. I presume the map was not labeled.
The map was not labeled. Even if the map was labeled, we may have some who might have not been able to find it. But I don't know. And it's just not the Pacific Ocean. States in this country, every state west of the Mississippi River was picked by someone as being New York State. Now, how can you not know that New York is on the East Coast? It's frightening, but that high a percentage not knowing where the Pacific Ocean is. And that was not just the United States. That was true in some of the other countries as well.
Were there any sort of egregious errors on the part of some of the other countries involved where some of the Americans might have done better?
You know, we did fairly well in a couple of the current event areas, particularly when it relates to it's relevant to the individual. You know, so for instance, knowing what El Nino meant has an impact on, you know, the weather and things that we care a great deal about, and I think everyone does. And the United States, I think, came in about third of the 9 countries as related to that.
But for all of the young people surveyed, there was an ignorance about, for instance, nuclear powers, the countries that have nuclear weapons.
That was surprising. And even in a country such as France that did very well in that survey, the French didn't know that they themselves were a nuclear power. So, and particularly in the United States, when you consider what a huge issue this appears to be today, we were second to last in being able to identify 4 countries that have that capability.
Hmm. What are the implications ultimately for this? I mean, where do you take this information? What do you do with it?
Yeah, I think this is the key thing. It does have implications. If you're ill-informed or uninformed about basic things, now grant you, maybe you can't identify Afghanistan on a map, but not knowing Afghanistan is the base for the Taliban and al-Qaeda suggests that you're truly ill-informed. And if you're ill-informed and you are in the voting population and therefore have the possibility of being engaged in policymaking, I think we're much better off, of course, with a geographically literate populace.
Well, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Lynn.
John Fahey is the president of the National Geographic Society. For a link to the study, check out our website, npr.org.